tiny tadpoles may dream of one day growing up to become North American tree frogs. But first, they have to get past enemies great and small. One of those small enemies is the dragonfly nymph. And this one is hungry. This tadpole's dream and life have come to an abrupt end, but its death will help its nearby siblings to survive. As the nymph devours its meal, the dying tadpole emits a body fluid that acts as a kind of alarm for other tadpoles and triggers a magical transformation. Like bionic versions of themselves, they grow bigger and faster. The larger red tail gives them greater acceleration, making them harder to catch. Scientists aren't certain why these tadpoles turn color. It could be a warning to predators, or you could think of it as a racing stripe. For other underwater creatures, color is more than just ornamentation. It can be used to virtually disappear in defense, or to go on the offensive and capture prey. Take the shape-shifting octopus. This master of disguise can practically vanish before your eyes. By blending with its environment, the octopus stealthily evades predators. Its eyes gather information about its surroundings, while its suckers take on the nearby textures. The illusion is complete. Now you see it, now you don't. As amazing as this behavior is, the mimic octopus of Indonesia takes it one unbelievable step further. It lives in the open ocean and survives by imitating some of the sea's deadliest creatures. It is a master of disguise. The slightest scratch from the spines of a lionfish can kill. Its fins shimmer as a warning. The mimic octopus matches it perfectly. Sea snakes are highly venomous, and its distinct banded body represents a clear sign of danger. The octopus has no problem taking on its deadly identity. Even the most suspicious fish would not risk making a fatal mistake. While the mimic octopus uses imitation as a means to survive, a close relative, the cuttlefish, takes a slightly different tack. It also has excellent camouflage and shape-shifting techniques, but it can also use its skin to hunt. It triggers changing patterns in its bioluminescent skin to confuse and mesmerize its prey. The pattern resembles rays of sunlight reflecting off its body. Seemingly hypnotized, this crab doesn't stand a chance. Like the cuttlefish, there is another underwater creature that relies on its bioluminescence to survive, but it does so in the most amazing way. As night falls, Puerto Rico's Mosquito Bay lights up with what can best be described as an underwater fireworks display. Racing fish leave glittering trails in glowing rays. But it's not the fish that are responsible for the light show. A closer look with a special camera reveals the culprit. Tiny single-celled organisms called dinoflagellates emit a burst of light when they're disturbed. Shrimp feed on the organisms, which even continue to glow once inside the shrimp. So how does the light show help the tiny organism? The answer? By attracting the shrimp's predator, the cuttlefish. In these dark waters, the cuttlefish cannot see the shrimp, so the shrimp is safe. But one movement is all it takes to ignite a blazing light show. It's a catch-22 for the shrimp. If it doesn't move, it can't eat the organisms. But if it does move, the organisms flare up and give away its location. Now, the cuttlefish can see the shrimp and makes a quick meal of it. It's an ingenious defense. The organisms save themselves by showing themselves. As underwater predators and prey evolve, they will almost certainly continue to depend on their unique abilities to evade, deceive, and detect for just one purpose: to survive.